If there ever was a time to get active in local politics, it's right now. This is Larry Bodine, President of Democrats of Greater Tucson. I'm calling on you to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Don't miss this chance to make a difference. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Today's theme, the rise and fall of Joe Biden. With us now, Larry Bodine, who is president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Larry, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us this afternoon. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's a delight to be on your show, John.
Let's talk a little bit about this so-called horrible number of 28% approval rating for Biden and what is bottom if he hasn't hit it. He may hit it soon, but how does he get out of this hole? What's your take on it?
My view is that Joe Biden needs to focus on inflation and getting more results in Congress. Inflation is up, currently running at 7%. It's the highest it's been in a long time. And everybody feels it with housing prices, car prices, grocery prices, pretty much everything. And he also needs to break down the Build Back Better agenda into smaller parts. Maybe, you know, focus on one thing at a time as opposed to putting all of them in a multi-trillion dollar bill. But that's why his approval rating is low. You know, the Republicans have successfully blocked him from getting any results. And if I were advising Biden, I would say be like Ronald Reagan in 1982 when the mid-year elections were coming up. Reagan had a very low approval rating, but he did not panic, and he just asked people to stay the course, and it was a successful way to go.
You know, it seems to me Biden's being blamed for so many things. One, the mess of getting out of Afghanistan. There's no question it was a mess, but there was no other way to get out of Afghanistan without a mess. I mean, it was a mess for 20 years.
That's very true. You know, he got 200,000 people out of the country in like 2 weeks. And it was a war that was continuing for 20 years. Biden did the right thing, which is to pull the troops out. And, you know, it is a live armed conflict. So, yeah, people are going to die. And it's terrible that we lost 13 soldiers. But on the plus side, we're not spending a gajillion dollars anymore on a war that had completely lost its meaning.
You know, the idea, too, that we gave away so much money because of the pandemic. There was no question about all of the subsidies to the American people. Everybody predicted there'd be inflation because of that. No one ever suggested it would not happen. They all suggested it would. It has, and we have to deal with it. But it wasn't Biden's fault. There was no other way to hand out all that money and not have inflation. There was no way it would have happened under any administration. And now you're right. We have to deal with it.
I agree with you completely, John. People think the president can manage more things than he really can. Gas prices are way high, and we can thank OPEC for that. I mean, it wasn't Joe Biden who raided the price of gas. And the same thing with automobiles. I just got a car, and I paid over the list price for the first time in my life. But that is because of increased demand. You throw in production line problems where you can't unload the ships in the ports fast enough, it makes for a really bad combination, at least for Joe Biden. The prices are going up, and there really isn't much that he can do. I think the Federal Reserve could do something by raising rates maybe a point, but presidents don't control the economy and prices.
You know, I was talking, of course, with Don Jorgensen earlier in the hour. Officials with the Democratic Party announcing today they have censured Senator Kyrsten Sinema for her position on the filibuster. That was possibly expected, but it has now happened. How damaging is this to the senator, and how deep is the anger among Democrats like yourself against her votes?
I'm very pleased to hear that they censured Sinema because she's got more support from Republicans than Democrats. I checked the Daily Kos for a survey. Only 8% of Democrats view Sinema favorably. She has a 72% unfavorable rating by Democrats.
That's unbelievable, by the way.
Yeah. She has a highly favorable approval rating, but it's from Republicans. And people are just sick of what she's been doing. You know, with all the purple hair and the crazy rings that have obscenities on them. But people remember that she voted no to raise the minimum wage. And she skipped the Senate just to, I guess, go off and run some sort of foot race when the vote came up to create the January 6th commission. People are wondering, you know, what she's going to do. And the one likelihood that most people say is that she's just going to get hired by one of her pharmaceutical company donors or venture capitalist donors. But I don't see it that way. I think she has the hubris to run for president as a middle-of-the-road moderate. Boy, is she going to get shellacked if she tries that.
She also, during the very key negotiations, left the country for Paris to pick up big checks from Big Pharma. She was supporting when the rest of us were out paying double what we should pay for the drugs we need to keep alive. And sometimes it's not just double, it's quadruple or 100 times, as we've seen before. I couldn't believe that she was doing that. She was grabbing the money by both hands.
Sure.
I mean, this is insane. I would be very afraid. I mean, very afraid if I were Kyrsten Sinema about a rerun and facing Gallego in the primary.
Yeah. You know, and the other person in the political field who is feeling a lot of heat is ex-President Trump. The Department of Justice is investigating these certificates of people who claim to be electors for their states in 7 different states. And all those people were Trump supporters, and they're facing federal fraud charges. In addition, the New York Attorney General has turned up the heat. She is investigating Trump for her fraudulent tax returns. And meanwhile, in Georgia, there's a special grand jury that's been assembled by the district attorney in Fulton County regarding Trump's call just before the election saying, hey, can you find me 11,780 votes? That's a criminal act if I ever heard one.
Well, you're a lawyer, you would know that. By the way, he gets here to Arizona, his first rally, I guess, if he's running again in 2024. His quote is, I love Arizona. We had a tremendous victory in Arizona that was taken away. We had a rigged election. That's the media's refusal to talk about it. The big lie, a lot of bull, that's all what it is. And, of course, he just keeps lying about it. And we should know by now with what happened with the Senate and Maricopa County supervisors about how rigged this election was in Arizona. It wasn't rigged at all.
No.
So, you know, but he still says
it is. And it's interesting that you mentioned that rally. Republicans, his supporters, like to come out and just sort of see him talk just because it's kind of a freak show. But interestingly, according to the Cook Political Report, GOP voters like Trump, but they don't want a rerun of the 2020 election. They're completely tired of this 4-year Trump show. And if the New York Attorney General doesn't get him, if the Georgia District Attorney doesn't get him, then he's going to have to face the January 6th committee. They're targeting 3 Republican congressmen, Sean Hannity from Fox, and Ivanka Trump. So they're already getting close to Trump by getting close to his own daughter. So I see Trump being tied up in litigation and indictments for years.
We're talking with Larry Bodine, the president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. We want to talk about the DGT, Democrats of Greater Tucson. From the Prevention.org studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. My guest, Larry Bodine, Democrats of Greater Tucson. And let's talk a little bit about GTP, if you will, Larry. This whole idea is an experience in the political activism that a lot of people are becoming very attracted to, even though it's been around for a long time.
Democrats of Greater Tucson is the most active Democratic club in Arizona. We put up a speaker every week that people can log in and watch on Zoom. And the big benefit of it is that you can ask a question. DGT is on a roll. Our membership is at an all-time high. What we're doing now is calling on Democrats to activate themselves by becoming a member of Democrats of Greater Tucson. Our goal is to triple membership from where it is right now. And you might ask yourself, well, what do I get? Well, the first thing you get is videos of 100 candidates that have run over the last couple of years. You can basically look up anybody who's run for office at a state level and local level and listen to them talk. In addition, number two, we have 435 articles online, and one of them, interestingly, is called Are We Better Off Than We Were Last Year? You bet. That's by career writer David Gordon, and he points out that job creation was the highest in history in 2021. Unemployment is all the way down to 3.9%. And if you're looking for arguments as to what a good job Joe Biden has been doing, just read that article. And the other article I would call your attention to is that article by a friend of mine called Paul Wagaman, and he wrote that the Republicans are dead set on the Trump crusade to scrap democracy. He makes the point that Republicans want an autocrat in the White House. They are happily rigging state elections in 19 states with 34 new voter suppression laws. So there's a lot of information you can get from the articles.
Seems on to me that what's great is that, you know, a lot of these candidates you just don't know about. I mean, they may be running for the very first time. We have a lot of folks who are leaving the legislature and others that have just replaced them that are not familiar to very many people. And the Democrats of Greater Tucson will show you these people, and they will show for themselves who they are, so you know who they are.
Certainly. And I encourage everybody to visit our website, which is thedgt.com. So it's the, D as in David, G as in go, and T as in Tom. And you'll see that our next speaker on Monday, I think a lot of people are going to want to turn out for him, it's Sheriff Chris Nanos. He is dealing with a high crime rate, surprisingly, in Pima County. There's a crime committed every 7 minutes in Pima County. He's also promoting the idea of ending cash bail, which is interesting. And that ties in with our next speaker after that on January 31, who is Pima County Attorney Laura Conover. She says we don't need cash bail, we don't need the death penalty, and she's created a fraud unit, and I expect her to talk about all those things.
By the way, how do we see these people, and how do we activate ourselves, as you've suggested that we do, in the experience of what is now the Democrats of Greater Tucson? We used to go to lunch. It's not going to lunch anymore.
No, that's true. We've been on Zoom for 2 years, and it's actually worked to our benefit. We have more members and more attendees at our programs than we ever did before. And, you know, there are still people who want to who are fully vaccinated and they want to get together and see people in person. And so we're holding once-a-month happy hours over at Brother John's Barbecue and Bourbon.
Sure.
Yeah, we've been doing that since last March. We just got a good turnout a couple of days ago, and we were all outdoors on their patio. So we made it as safe as we possibly could. And the best way to activate yourself is to go to thedgt.org and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. You will get timely notices of speakers that are coming up. You'll see some of the articles that I mentioned. You can see videos. We have about 100 videos. So among our past speakers were a guy called Jonathan Hill, who's a Democrat running for the Corporation Commission, Diego Rodriguez, who is running for Attorney General. So we've had, I think, all the Attorney General candidates on from the Democratic side, including Bob McWhorter, Chris Mays, and Diego Rodriguez. One of them is going to be our next Attorney General, and I think if you come to DGT meetings, you'll find out why. And it's the same thing with the Corporation Commission. Jonathan Hill is one Democrat who's running, but there's also Lauren Kuby, who is just full of energy and really active and excited. She's running for Corporation Commission. And Sandra Kennedy also spoke at DGT. She is running for re-election. And if you really want to immerse yourself and activate yourself, just visit thedgt.org and sign up for the newsletter and sign up for a program.
By the way, the programs are aired. I mean, you have the interaction between your guest and yourself and the audience. When?
It's at noon every Monday. At noon.
Okay. Good. You were doing
it. And if you're on the program, you just there's a way in Zoom you can raise your hand and I'll call on you and you get to ask the person a question live. I mean, how cool is that?
That is very cool, by the way, in the convenience of your home or your office or wherever you are. Absolutely. You can just say, I'm taking a lunch break from my desk, Mr. Boss, and activate yourself.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly what people should do, because 2022 is going to be a landmark year. A lot of people, a lot of news people are writing stories about how the Democrats will lose more seats in the state legislature, they'll lose Congress, but I think they're calling the race a little bit too early, and they've just completely underestimated the enthusiasm of the Democratic Party. I've been to all the meetings, and it's amazing how enthusiastic and excited and ready to work all of the Pima County Democrats are. You'll find them on Democrats of Greater Tucson at thedgt.org, and it's just a great way to activate yourself.
By the way, on this radio show, every Saturday afternoon, 3 to 4, the last 7 minutes of our show will be sponsored by the Democrats of Greater Tucson, and we'll air who's going to be the featured speaker in the next event, and again, how do you access the archives? How do you become a part of the Democrats of Greater Tucson? How do you activate yourself, and why should you? It's going to be a great part of our show. We're very pleased to be able to do that. Larry Bodine, thank you so much for being a part of our show today. Thanks for being a great part of Tucson, Arizona. What the Democrats of Greater Tucson is doing is just absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thanks, Larry. Have a great weekend. Thanks for being with us.
You too. Have a great weekend, John.
This John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. I want to thank Mike Emery.